Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's a Friday. No giant rats in sight today. And this is your 9th, 10th, or 11th favorite reality TV recap podcast. It's Blady Day Fiancé. My name is Michelle.
My name is Robin. I don't think people understand the giant rat thing at all.
Okay, I'll explain it to them. Many years ago, I sent Robin a video when I was out walking. It was just Tig at the time because we didn't have Inky because I was living somewhere else. And I saw a giant rat and I came up with a little song. It's a giant rat. It's a giant rat. It's a giant rat on a Friday. Yeah. And ever since...
We keep seeing giant rats on Fridays.
We keep seeing giant rats on Fridays.
It's amazing.
It doesn't happen every week. It happens every now and then.
So it's a special week if it's a giant rat Friday. But maybe in your neighborhoods and communities too, now that you know about it, you might be aware of the fact that the giant rats do tend to come out on Fridays.
Yeah. It's their favorite day.
It really is. They love it.
Did you see... Are you too old for the... I don't know what year it came out. Actually, you probably aren't too old for it. It's probably much older than I think it is.
I love the way you say aren't.
Do you remember... stop throwing sticks in my wheels. Do you remember Charlotte's Web?
Look, I'm familiar. It wasn't a part of my life.
Okay, so you never saw the movie.
It might have been on in the background, kind of. Yeah, no, I'm not that familiar with Templeton.
Okay, we are going to have to watch the smorgasbord video after this.
Right. Good.
Okay, just remind me later.
Okay.
Anyway, today we are talking about the jewel in the reality TV crown. I like this even more than I like MAFS, which we... For circumstances beyond our control, we weren't able to cover this year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. But you guys have been talking about it in the group and keeping that ticking over. So thank you to our mods for facilitating that.
Yeah.
This is Seeking Sister Wife, Season 5, Episode 3, Seeking Something Real.
Real.
Yeah, Seeking Something Real. Real.
Real.
Real.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a new couple this week, the Ryans, Becky and Justin, who were married at...
Who is actually called Justin.
Yes. His name isn't Igor.
Yeah, makes a nice change. Yep.
What do you make of this couple? I have thoughts.
So generally with this whole plig thing, right, it's about adding to the family. right?
Yep.
Yep. so two becomes three. It's like the anti-Spice Girls.
Yep.
Yeah. In this case, I think you're starting with 1.5 max at the moment. He's like an outline of a man. There's nothing to him.
Like, no.
There's nothing there. And I think the reason why she wants to add is because, like, any relationship should have at least two. So she can find another half, at least. Then there's something. But he's such a silhouette.
I agree.
He's so boring.
He's...
Can you imagine, like, this lass is going to go on a date with both of them, I think, right?
I don't think she's going on a date with anyone.
No, I think she's in central casting, but we'll leave that aside, right? But I think it was... When it was like, are you free tomorrow night? I got the feeling that he wasn't saying, like, you and me, baby, how about it? Right?
Right.
I got the feeling it was like, you and me and she.
Yeah.
Baby, how about it? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because going on a date with just him might be like an awkward silence followed by, did you work out? So boring.
Yeah. I mean, It's not even gross, because you have to be sort of more of a, you have to have more of a personality. He lacks what the kids call riz.
Yeah.
Like zero charisma,
no riz.
Zero warmth. I mean, I don't think we've... Now, say what you will about the Winders and the Kermit the Frog voice husband.
Yeah.
There's something really warm and lovely about that family.
Okay.
You know, they're a little...
Well, we've just started watching.
Yeah, we have.
Season two.
Yeah.
I've had my first taste. But yeah, Kermit at least is something.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, they're nice people.
Right.
And again, we're missing that kind of conspicuously from this season. Although I think the Davises used to kind of fill that spot of like well-meaning, kind, warm people.
Yeah, but now we think they're a murder cult.
I don't think they're a murder cult.
I'm pretty sure that is a stand-in, Danielle. I think they did murder her. I think they did murder her and they found someone who looks a bit like her.
You think they poisoned the salad? Do you remember when they were sitting down and just like...
She was just rotating that salad in the bowl, though. I didn't see any of the salad come up and meet her mouth.
Really? I feel
she
like
was
they just
turning
put...
it around and around. Yeah.
Maybe she's uncomfortable eating on camera, though.
Maybe.
I'm sure we saw her eat a lot. I don't know why they can't, like, isn't the idea of a salad that you should be able to eat it with a fork so you don't necessarily put entire giant lettuce leaves?
I can't be doing with that. Salads need to be shredded or chopped.
Yeah.
I can't be doing with a big old romaine leaf in the middle of my salad. I don't want to... If I have to use a knife, it is not a salad, right?
Right.
That is just lazy cooking.
Unless there's like a whole fillet of salmon or something on top of it. Then
yeah,
I get it,
but then it's not a salad. It's just a garnish.
I disagree.
Well, I believe we got off topic. Yeah, Justin is the most boring person in the world. She is the Wicked Witch of whatever. He's like one of her flying monkeys. And that's what we've got. But apparently, it can work. First, their dating technique is the magic refillable drinks. Right, that's
yeah,
what they do. So they got a special kind of buzz on.
Sometimes the drinks were there, sometimes they weren't, sometimes they were empty, sometimes they were
full.
Maybe
we should start by getting a drink, and we're like, you've already had a drink in the last scene.
There's a reason.
We're just calling continuity on this.
Yeah. But there's a reason they have opaque wine glasses on Love is Blind. And it's a great idea.
Mm.
And they should have thought of it you know, somebody else should have thought of that 30 years ago.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't, for me, it's the desperation. And I wish I had learned this earlier than I did, but desperation is deeply unattractive.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the, I guess for some people, it's cute. But I had to learn that the hard way. I mean, I
don't think for any people ever. I don't think there's been a single instance where anyone found desperation cute.
No, but I
know you get these stories of devoted kind of chasing. So you get the, your dad asked me out and he kept asking me out for 3 years and I kept saying no. And eventually I relented and I'm like, when I hear that story, I don't find it romantic. I find it really tragic that this strong, wonderful woman who knew she could do better was beaten down and eventually capitulated. That's what I hear. I don't hear of it. I don't hear the romance there.
I just remember, and I think this is because I had to, I mean, especially being late diagnosed autistic ADHD, I really didn't understand how to navigate relationships. And I thought that the best tactic would be to spill my guts on the first date, put everything out there that was wrong with me or that I felt insecure about. And surprisingly, shockingly, not very many men go for that.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I'm kind of into it. Yeah, I'm kind of more the king of negging. My problem would be that I would neg people entirely away.
Well, I out-negged you, and I think that's how I won your heart.
Did you out-neg me?
Yeah, I flirted with the waiter.
Yeah.
Remember?
You did.
I put you right in your place.
You'll get it one day. I track that motherfucker down.
He was a very nice man.
He was.
Is, I assume. There's nothing wrong with him.
No, was.
Oh, stop. Anyway, I don't know what else to say about Becky and Justin apart from that.
What was her name? The girl that goes to the gym.
Oh, who cares? She's not going to, it's not her real name anyway. And she's definitely not going to be, it, because there is no way. Also, what are they doing out?
Day drinking.
Day drinking and thinking, oh, this is a great place to pick up women. And then, like, I don't know.
Did you see the other women she was with or the other women sat at the bar?
How could you miss them? Oh, Estonia. Is that, like, near Russia? Something that every ex-Soviet person...
Yeah.
Loves to hear be reminded of.
Yeah.
They just adore it.
Yeah. The whole thing was horrific. The bar was horrific. Everything was horrific. That is not a place you go to meet people.
There's a palpable sadness and desperation to them that they're not villains and
they're not villains.
Heroes either.
No.
And I don't like them, and I don't see what good they're going to bring to the franchise. Really.
You know what they are? They're amateur pligs, right? They're people playing plig dress up, I think. Do you sort of know what I mean?
I think they're deeply unhappy and unfulfilled in their marriage.
They're swingers. And there is a fine line.
Yeah, yeah. It's
there
different.
Is a fine line. It is different, though. And I think they've cast a couple of swingers. That's the feeling I get. I feel that she wants keys in a bowl. She doesn't actually want
the
sister
wife. Think so too.
Yeah.
Well, I said to you when we were watching it, I was like, she's definitely, they definitely swing, and she's the person, like, they always host, and she will be the hostess that immediately makes you uncomfortable. Like, she'll answer the door completely topless, and she'll be like, oh, you have to hang your keys on my nipple rings or something. Like, yeah, that she makes it so that you have to touch her,
yeah,
or you have to think about it. It just immediately makes you uncomfortable. Yeah, that's her all over.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the Sherwoods and their command hook.
Sherwood Forest.
Their command hook on the, what's it called, of their bed? You know, the headboard.
Yes.
They had a plastic command hook on their headboard.
On the headboard?
Yeah.
What do you think that's for?
I don't know, but I know that it shouldn't be there.
That is not a strong enough bond to tether something to.
It's very confusing.
What would you hang from a headboard? Ugh,
I don't know. I don't want to think about it. I think I would
maybe
hit my
keys to handcuffs.
I would hit my head on that,
yeah,
every single night.
That'd be hanging out the back of your skull within a week.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
It's not good.
No.
So this is basically about, I'd forgotten his friend, the beer pong.
Yeah. Did she have a name?
Her name was Giant Rack on a Friday.
We need to start singing that, don't we?
I know.
It's a giant rack. Yeah, that was quite the outfit to come and hang out with your old pal, right? Unless they sort of cast her to appear later as, well, maybe Denise is a possibility.
I don't think so. No. I'm not sure.
Because when she first turned up, I was like, inappropriately dressing sister. That's what I thought, right?
Oh.
But that's what I thought, because, like, no platonic friendship. Like, you can dress like that around your family, weirdly. It's true.
I would never dress like that around my family.
But we've seen it on these shows before, where, like, there's a sister kind of in a book. We have, right?
Yeah.
But a friend, that's...
When you're alone in the middle of the day.
I mean, they're not alone.
Well.
But yeah, ostensibly. Yeah. That was quite the look.
I wonder if she only.
He did very well looking at the eyes.
Yeah, he did.
I was looking at his eyes.
So I have a theory about this couple.
Yeah.
I had a friend many years ago. We sort of lost touch. Nothing dramatic. But I went to her wedding, and as I was talking to the other guests and, you know, asking how they met, the couple or whose side they were on or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, it transpired that nobody at this wedding, apart from me and like two or three other people, had actually met either of them in real life.
Wow.
Like, they played World of Warcraft.
Right.
And they were all sort just of like my... virtual friends.
Yeah, like Matey Boy on 90 Day.
Yeah.
With the guinea pigs and his mate. Yeah.
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 So, and I'm not saying that those aren't meaningful relationships, but I have a feeling that these two only have like hobby friends. Like they're part of they met at an axe throwing thing, right? This is a guy that doesn't play sports but has loads of hobbies.
Yes.
And so I think he had to sort of think when the producers asked him, like, can you get a friend over to talk about this? He's like, ooh, friend, difficult one there. Like, yeah. I had so many friends in college. So he just went, you know, to his meetup group and messaged absolutely everyone until someone said,
anyone
yes.
Want to be on TV?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't think they have.
Dress for the occasion.
Right.
Hey, we ain't shaming her.
And I'm not shaming him either.
It's all good. It's just, it was surprising. She had sensible things to say. She seems like a good confidant. he's in a invidious position. I suggest he just moves out and lets her get on with
it. Well, let's not yada yada. Let's go back to the headboard command hook central. Breaking up with someone by text, I think, is bad manners.
Yeah.
Even if you have no...
they weren't really together.
But weren't they dating for like 6 months?
They have 5 or 6 dates.
Is that right? I thought they were dating for 4 or 5 or 6 months, something like that.
Like before, I think she'd spoken about 5 or 6.
All right, well, so, it doesn't matter.
Including the one where she was a complete dick to him.
I
guess that's 6 or 7, you know.
I still...
But not much. I think there is probably a point at which it might be okay. If you haven't kissed, is it okay to break up by text?
Let us know, listeners.
What are the rules?
I think it's rude.
I think a phone call.
I think the bare minimum. And obviously, these two people are such people pleasers and so conflict averse. And the fact that he's like, do you need me to push send for you? Like that. This man makes me sweat and not in a good way.
Like, guy, I've never needed you to push a single one of my buttons.
Yep, I've never needed you for anything.
Yeah. She's like, so what do you think? He's like, that is a brilliantly crafted. And I'm like, that is not brilliantly crafted at all. That is if you ask ChatGPT to tell someone they didn't get a job, right?
Yep.
Come it on, was Peggy. Really cold and really sterile and really like... after lots of consideration, I'm afraid we have decided not to move forward with this process, but wish you very much luck in your applications for other jobs elsewhere. You know, that's
after
how
much prayerful thought.
Yeah.
We've decided not to move forward with this relationship.
Matey Girl handled it quite gracefully with her response.
I think. She did.
Yeah. Which, fine.
Which was like, I was looking for a more spiritual cadet. Yeah, sure you were.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Over to the Davises. High
with
stakes.
Stand-in Danielle.
With the replicant Danielle.
The replicant Danielle, because the real Danielle is...
So was the Danielle...
chopped into pieces under the giant bed.
Was the Danielle that the producer spoke to the real one or the replicant Danielle?
What, in the car?
Yeah.
No, that was the replicant.
Okay.
Yeah. And what they do there by that establishing shot, right? They really drive into your mind that this is what Danielle looks like. But and we've taken the time, we've forensically gone back and compared that Danielle with the one from previous seasons. And if you do the computer enhanced thing and you lay like a semi-opaque one Danielle over the other, it doesn't quite match. The eyes aren't in quite the same place.
Okay. But,
yeah. So they have that establishing shot just to trick you. That's the thing. That's why they did that. Where she's driving.
I feel
they
like...
did the same thing when they got rid of Lara Flynn Boyle for the Twin Peaks prequel. Fire Walk With Me. It's the same thing.
David, I'm not going to be in your film. Not if Kyle's going to be there. David.
Sorry for blowing out your car speakers / headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have, again, and I spoke about this with with Jake last week. I do not understand what the end game is here. And I think that she fits so well into this family when you take away the pressure of like, okay, let's get you out there dating again and bring yet another person into the fold. I just feel like you moved house, you got married, you had a baby.
You got another wife.
You probably want some mellowing out time, but what is the end game? Is it?
It can never. Well, like I said, I think I said last week, if I didn't say it on the pod, I said it to you, or a couple of weeks ago. Where it ends is a retreat, a cult in the woods with 60 or 70 of these women, and he is at the center performing rituals. I've read a book, ladies, and today we all drink the Kool-Aid. That's where it ends. That's what this is. This is the origin story of a cult.
It feels very cult-like to me, but I don't understand. I mean, I feel like they are the best thing that I can come up with, because I see the end game with other with other cults, you know, and unfortunately, it rarely goes good.
Yeah,
to put it in Sylvanian terms.
Oh my god, instead of Darcy and Stacey, they should call it Sylvanian Family, shouldn't they?
Yes,
that'd be incredible.
I think about it all the time.
Amazing.
It's a crime that they don't have. How do they not have their own dolls? I guess if you are basically a doll,
yeah, why
you don't
not
need one?
Oh, what I wouldn't do for Multiple Sims style berries. You got little tiny plastic strawberries.
Oh, that would be amazing. Florian. Maybe I'll make action figures.
Oh.
Anyway, where was I? Yeah.
The dad looks like Action Man.
I think that if we is it just the thrill of the chase? Is it just needing that next hit of?
No, it's that they want. I will come back to the same thing. Three is nowhere near what they have in mind. Nowhere near. Time's a wasting. Soon they'll be out on the streets recruiting.
But they seem to love life. I don't really see them. And he never talks about, you know, oh, there's like if they came out and said, well, we believe that the world is going to end on such and such a date, then I would understand.
Look, they don't want to talk about the magical power of his dark crystal that he wears. OK, they keep that all very much off the camera, but they gravitate around the amulet of doom. Right.
Tell us what you think, listeners. Come at us, Instagram at Blighty Day, Twitter at Blighty Day, probably also blightydayfiance@gmail.com. We really do want to hear from you, or on Facebook. Lines are open.
Yeah, the only failing of this is Davis is just not a charismatic enough name to be a cult leader.
Well, his name isn't, I mean, that's the surname.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But still, they've usually got interesting surnames to begin with, like a K, right?
I don't think you're right. But if somebody has a compelling argument or evidence to the contrary, yeah, I'd consider it.
I honestly don't know what they're up to. What I will say is she was so young and so naive. She did know the rules before she entered, but she should never have entered. She was never comfortable with it in the first place. That's the honest truth, Danielle. She should never... When she nearly didn't join the cult last year, we were all like, good on you, lass. And then she relented, right? And she's not right for this.
No, I don't think she's... I just wonder if it's like a dopamine hit kind of thing. Being rejected, you know, trying to find someone, all of that.
Yeah, and also when you walk out and people get sad and want you back, that's the only time you've ever felt wanted.
You know?
So she'll probably keep doing this. But I was quite pleased that she did stand up for herself. And she was like, that is something I do not want.
But she's very...
She's tougher than I gave her credit for, really.
Yeah.
I like Danielle.
I like her, too.
Yeah.
On to the Coupe de Gracie.
Danielle.
Merrifield.
Yeah.
So after the first attempt to scam, I dare say... with the whole, oh, we've got a
immigration issue. Yeah, our paperwork out of order.
Gotta bribe someone because they don't take visas anymore. And then production blew the whistle on that and said, well, our people got here fine.
Yeah, you just press this. It's like IT support, right? For the production company. It's like, you see the three dots?
I'm going to bring up a non sequitur.
Yeah.
Shocking. So I'm not going to call it a hobby because it would make me sound creepy, but I have an erstwhile habit of walking around cemeteries.
That's perfectly normal.
There's quite a few where we live. Well, I felt vindicated. There's a Boy Genius song where the lyrics talk about, like, I've always lived near hospitals and cemeteries, and so have I.
Right.
Not when I was growing up. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So I dropped that habit for the past 2 years, kind of for reasons that I think are probably obvious. Yeah. But I'd forgotten how tranquil they are. And especially in London, they're usually places of great beauty that are more like parks than a library of souls, so to speak. And I was taken aback by the popularity of the name Fanny.
Okay.
Number one.
Right. Francis.
Yes, indeed. So I was having like a sort of very mindful walk and I was sort of reading the things.
And of course, as I'm sure anyone who's been exposed to any Anglo culture knows, Fanny means something very different here.
Yes, it does.
Than it does for most of you out in the US.
So I wonder when that started.
What?
Well, because if Fanny, which is slang for vagina.
Yeah.
If that started in like the late 1800s, early 1900s, 1920s.
Probably at the point where people stopped being called Fanny is the point where.
Well, that's what I thought, because it's very hard to walk around and see something that says, in memory of our darling Fanny.
Yes. It is.
It's kind of hard not to laugh.
Yeah, granny pussy. It's not normal. Yeah.
Well, it's not even granny, though. It's mostly...
Sure.
Well, this is the other kind of dark/sad thing, is
it's
that...
kids.
Yeah. Yeah. So many children didn't make it past 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And I'm talking into the 1920s.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just incredibly sad.
Yeah.
But fun fact, do you remember Dr. Crippen?
Yes. Well, indeed, I do.
Yeah. So for those.
My friend used to live in Crippen's house where he'd done all the.
No way.
Yeah, Ben.
You're joking.
Nah.
Okay. We have got to get that story going.
Yeah. Not officially at the house. This is the really interesting thing because he'd done it at. Something something Hilldrop Crescent, I think, was the name of the road, and Ben lived a different address, right? But we discovered that they changed the house numbers afterwards. So, right, because you would, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
And I'm pretty sure it turned out that what they changed it to, yeah.
Okay, that is amazing. For the TLDR, for those of you that don't know, Dr. Crippen was a gentleman. Well, not a gentleman. He was a murderer.
Wasn't that gentle, really?
No.
He was a doctor.
Decapitated his... Well, yeah. Sorry, I was thinking of my favorite joke from Nighty Night, which I'm not going to tell because it's too dark. if you want to know, I'll tell you. But he... decapitated his poor wife, who was a singer and a lovely lady by all accounts, buried her in his basement, married a secretary who may or may not have been involved. Now they get on a boat to America, but the secretary, whose name I've forgotten, dresses up as a young man. To avoid suspicion, and
it's like Bob in Blackadder.
It didn't quite work out that way, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, long story short, he got caught. They got caught. She, the secretary, did not do any prison time at all. Who knows what she knew? Changed
didn't
her name.
Even put her in a young offenders institute as a little boy.
No, they didn't.
No.
She changed her name, got married, had kids, had a relatively normal life. Yeah. She is buried. Her ashes are scattered in the very cemetery I was walking in yesterday.
Goodness.
Yeah. That's so good, minor claim to fame.
Stories ahoy.
Also, not far from the burial of what was once known as the world's ugliest woman. That's not my judgment. Wow. That was her role in a sideshow.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Very
I
sad.
Thought there was like a contest, like the opposite of a beauty pageant.
No.
There no. should be.
She had a, I think she had an endocrine system.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was some cognitive, just not, congenital
yeah.
defect.
Yeah.
That didn't
well, she had
hit
stuff
until
on the outside,
she was like
not the inside or
outside. So basically, like her head never stopped growing or something like that.
Wow.
I mean, it stopped, but it was pretty huge.
Wow.
Anyway, graveyard facts.
Like Liz Truss.
Oh God. Maybe that can be a new segment. or maybe everyone stopped listening. Anyway, let's go back to the land of the living.
Let's go back to the Merrivales.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so first attempt to extort did not work.
Yes.
She finally arrives. Natalia finally arrives.
She quickly finds someone to play the role of her mother.
Yes.
Because she needs to now, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she's at the airport in Rio or whatever. She's like, I need some. You know, she approaches the woman behind the check-in desk and goes, want to come on a free vacation to Cancun?
So first, what are your first impressions of Natalia?
She is, she's prettier than I thought she was going to be. I thought she was just going to be a pair of boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Aesthetically, there is more to her than that. She is also younger than I thought she was going to be. It's quite alarming.
Oh.
There you go. That's an actual alarm. That is the alarm of this girl is not old enough. Every middle-aged man should have one of those alarms that go ding, ding, ding when they try and introduce a girl who is far too young into their marriage.
I was taken aback by how young she looks.
Yeah. She wouldn't get in that water. It was nothing to do with the bath. She just didn't have her swimming certificate yet.
Oh God, that didn't occur to me until just now that maybe she can't swim.
I don't know. She was happy enough to go there, although maybe language barrier, she didn't know what they were going to do. I just think that she's used to having, like, you know, armbands. Had a big ring
water
around her.
Wings.
Yeah.
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 Not Coast Guard approved, by the way. Please, speaking as a former lifeguard, please don't use those. Don't let your children use them.
Really?
Yeah. They're not Coast Guard approved.
Why?
Because, not to paint a dark picture, but
they just flip you upside down.
If they slide down the arm.
Yeah.
Like to the crook of the elbow, for example, and the other one falls off, then like just the arm is kind of floating up, and it's, they were a nightmare when I was teaching swimming and lifeguarding. And
I always thought they were there more to help you stay up than to keep you up and save you. But yeah, I'm guessing wearing a jacket is much better for that.
As many of you parents undoubtedly know, going to the swimming pool is a full-time job.
Right.
You need to be alert and aware. And if your kid cannot swim, and even if they can, you have to watch them. It's not like it is on TV where you just drop them in at the deep end and go have a drink. And
yeah, but to be fair, we watch an awful lot of shows about wealthy people at country clubs in the 1930s. So, you know, I'm not sure that. Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, she's very young. heads on her shoulders, quite smart, clearly, like, beyond checked out.
I don't think that this
She's not into it.
I hadn't realized until... there is a great video on YouTube that's just a compilation of the entire Merrifield story. So for those of you who have just started watching or haven't seen it in a while or need a refresher, you can on the YouTubes find, like, I think it's about an hour and a half long, of just the Merrifields. I had sort of taken for granted, Danielle had a real bond with the person that she thought Roberta was.
Yes.
And I think that was not just her best friend, but her only friend.
Yeah.
And I think the grief that she feels, I don't think Garrick gives a shit about Roberta one.
But I think this season Danielle realizes how little Garrick cares about her.
Yes.
I don't think she ever quite understood that
before. No.
Right. So now she is looking for a husband in the wife, really. Right.
Yeah.
Because she no longer has a husband. She's got this disgusting, hypocritical, sanctimonious, full of himself, bullshitting horn dog. Right. And she knows that now. So, but, and yet she can't leave because she foolishly agreed to divorce him so that he would have visa potential for another woman.
Right.
Which means that if she walks out, she's penniless.
I don't think it's just that. I think it's that if she walks out, he will replace her immediately.
Yeah.
Right? We know this.
And it's a hell of a lot easier, right, to do so when there isn't another wife around.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think that she can't stand the idea of, like, she'd rather be living in the house with a woman who is trying to take over everything that she's worked for 15 or 20 years, however long they've been together, than to be on the outside of that and unable to access it.
Yeah.
But it's heartbreaking because even if they spoke the same language, which, despite having been with Roberta one for 3.5 years,
still
they don't know
not
one lick of Portuguese.
Nah.
Even if you take apart the language barrier, what do a 25-year-old woman?
I want to see her birth certificate, by the way.
And a 38-year-old woman have to talk about, who have no cultural reference points in common.
Yeah. I know.
It's absurd.
But I also don't think she's even 25. And I think that's what's really shocked Danielle, that she has the demeanor of a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
She does, right? She's a girl.
She's a skater girl, but
yeah.
Danielle is a farm girl.
And the thing in common with both those things is the word girl, not woman.
Ugh.
I think Garrick has actually stopped even being good at hiding what he's into at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You know? Yeah.
They're desperate too.
Their desperation is what makes them incredible TV. Just the sweat of it all. The panic of it all.
Yeah.
Right? The sweaty black tank top of it all. That is what makes them so delicious. If they were laid back and cool about it, it would not be so good. But it's his little piggy blinking eyes, which are... He makes the kind of eyes. It's like the remnants of Andrew Lincoln's eye acting on The Walking Dead. You know, like when he does that kind of incredible eye acting, like, please don't behead my son kind
yes.
of eyes, right?
Yeah.
Right? Where he literally puts everything you can do with eyes into eyes,
mm-hmm.
right? And it's mesmerizing. The little fragments of things you can do with your eyes that Andrew Lincoln doesn't put into his eyes that are left on the dusty shelf. Like, Garrick gets second dibs in the eye prop studio, and he just goes, well, I guess I'll have to make this do. And he tries to express emotion with these kind of these husks of eye emotions. I love it. I love him trying to emote through the Botox, through the piggy eyes. Just trying to force it out.
It's so...
And it just comes out as sweat.
A detail came out in this episode where Natalia shared that Garrick's always messaging her about, like, how in shape he is. And
yeah.
Oh, that was so cringe. It's just disgusting. It's like, hey, I'm doing sit-ups for you, and I'm not creepy at all.
Like the boys at your school. I'll be like the captain of the football team.
And I mean football with the U, like football.
Yeah, because I understand your culture.
So gross. Yeah. So gross. I can't wait. I cannot wait for the next episode. Thanks for your patience, y'all. We owe you two bonus episodes on Patreon. I was really ill over the weekend, but we are
It is the first time for years that I've actually properly, like, woken up in the night to find you with your head in the toilet. And, you know, not nice to talk about. Sorry if anyone's eaten. But boy, oh boy, poor old Michelle's been through Las Ringer.
Yeah, I sure have. So thanks for your patience on that. Go to our link tree if you would like to book a tarot reading. 15% of the proceeds to that go to this month's charity, which is the Trevor Project. A percentage of our Patreon is donated to that worthy charity as well. And I think that's the end of announcements. Yeah, like and subscribe. Is that a thing?
We'll just sing the Adam Buxton like and subscribe song and be done with it.
Oh, can we end with some rapturous?
You'll want to end with some snoring.
Yeah.
All right. See you soon.
See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.